この絵を見たら、日本人のイエスの弟子がこれを書いていて、18章の1節から15節を、見せるんだけど、とても綺麗な絵と思います。This, if you look at this picture, this was drawn by a Japanese Christian disciple who drew it based on the story of Genesis 18 verses 1 through 15. And I thought it was a really cool picture, so I wanted to share that with all of you. すいません。先週の日曜日の夜から、ずっと風邪ひきになっていて、喉が痛くて、それから、鼻水が出て、それから咳が出て、で今日は、説教に間に合えるかどうかぐらいまでギリギリになったんだけど、今日はなんとか頑張りますので、皆さんも頑張ってください。水戸教会はやっぱり珍しい教会です。他の教会は長く説教する人をに文句言う。だけど、水戸教会その人もいるだけど、そうじゃなくて、もし説教がなかったらその文句が多いです。だから頑張って、できるだけこの箇所からも私たちの信仰生活におけるようなことをシェアしたいと思います。So, I'm very sorry. I'm not at my best today. Since last Sunday, I started to get a cold, which I think is an omiyage from my roommate. And I have been trying this week to get over it in time for this morning, and I didn't know if I was going to make it, but here I am, so please bear with me. Mito Church is an unusual church. Most churches complain if the preacher preaches too long. This will probably be a little bit shorter because my voice will give out. Mito Church is the opposite. They complain if there's not a sermon. So, we have both. But we have some that are like, woohoo! But I will do my best to try and find something from this text that we can put into our faith life this week, that we can reflect together from the story of Abraham. 子供の頃はよく、でも、しかし、いや、という言葉の力をもう背面に、気づいてきた。でも、と言ったら、その会話が続けられる。自分の意見、自分の方法が、もうちょっと長く、出していて、もしかしたら自分の方法に行けそうと思ってた。例えば、お母さんが、ジョエル、もう寝る時間だよ。でもお母さん、まだ、眠ってないんですよ。もう疲れてないよ。いや、もう時間だよ。でもお母さん、あのね、明日はもっと元気になるから、もう約束しますから、もうちょっとください。時間をもうちょっとください。テレビもう少し見たいから。いや、ジョエル、時間だよ。あともう一つの例えがあります。中国に行った時に、そのビザを取らなきゃいけなかった。アジアミッションフォーラムは中国で行って、で僕が日本に来るためのビザは選挙士のビザで、でその中国のビザを取った時に、その中国のなんていう、エンバシー。大使館、ありがとう。中国の大使館から連絡が来て、すいません、オズボン先生はどういう仕事をなされてますかと聞いて、で僕がその申し込み書に先生を書いた。なぜかというと、直接に宣教師を書いたらもう完全に罰です。だから先生を書いて、でもオズボン先生はどういう先生ですかと聞いたら、ああ、まあ 先生ですよ。そう書いてあるから。と言って、いや、でも、教会の先生ですか。まあ、教会で働いてますよ。聖書も教えたり、英語も教えたり。いや、でも、宣教師ですかと言って、その、いや、という言葉を、かなり力がある言葉。で、今朝、私たちが、その、いや、しかし、でもという言葉を、に注目します。Okay, in English. My mind's working a little bit slower, too. when I was a child, I realized the power and the importance behind the word but. And I'm not talking about this but. I'm talking about just B-U-T, but. I realized that if I said but, we could make the conversation go a little bit longer. And I had a little bit of a hope for getting what I wanted. For example, when my mom said, okay, Joel, it's time to go to bed. Yeah, but mom, I'm not tired. Joel, it's time to go to bed. Yeah, but okay, tomorrow I promise I will be a good boy and I will do everything that you tell me to do and I'll wash my dishes and I'll clean my room and I'll be a good boy if you just let me stay up for 30 more minutes and watch this TV program. Joel, it's time for bed. She used her butt as well. Or this. I had this other experience. I was trying to get a visa to be able to go into China for the Asia Mission Forum. And my visa for here in Japan is a missionary visa. It's a religious workers visa. And of course, you know, that's kind of a taboo thing for China. So when I put in my application, they told me, don't put missionary, put teacher. Because you are a teacher. You're a teacher at a church. So I went ahead and put teacher. And the embassy called me and said, Mr. Osborne, what is your job? And I said, well, on my form I put that I'm a teacher. They said, yes, but what kind of teacher are you? And I said, well, I teach many things. Yes, but are you a teacher at a church? Yes, I teach Bible and English and, yes, lots of things for life. And they said, yes, well, we're going to have you write another form saying that you're going to promise not to do any kind of mission or evangelism when you're in China in order to get this visa. So that word, but, that's what the guy was saying to me. He's like, yes, but are you a missionary? But do you work at a church? That's what I'm really asking you. And the power of that word, but, actually comes up three different times in today's passage. So today we're going to look at that. 最初に、この28節にたくさんのことが行うから、それを繰り返してまた言う。まず、17章の17節。アブラハムはひれ伏し、そして笑ったが。どういうイメージがありますか？アブラハムがひれ伏し。So look first at verse 17 of chapter 17. It said, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself.He fell face down and laughed. What is your image? Is it a... こういうイメージでしょ？もうゲラゲラ笑ってた。おかしいよ、神様。私たちはそういうような関係はありえない。神様にそのような笑い方はありえないと思ってるけど、アブラハムはそんな親密な関係を持ってた。神様とこれぐらいの笑いができた。もう神様、もう神様は気が狂ってるよ。もう不可能だよ。ゲラゲラ笑ってた。 So Abraham, I think he had this kind of relationship with God. We don't think that we can laugh at God, or that we can laugh with God. We usually have a very pristine, very squeaky look of our faith. But Abraham had the kind of relationship with God that he could be like, are you nuts? There is no way. There's absolutely no way that you're going to be able to accomplish this. And then he tries to convince God to do it in the way that he thought it should be done. Why? Because Abraham made a mistake, and so he tried to get God to cover over his mistake for him. He said, oh, but if you would just bless Ishmael, okay? I don't need anybody. I don't need any more children from this old woman, okay? I've got my son. I've got Ishmael. I've got everything that I need. So if you just take that nice little blessing over here for somebody not born, and just kind of shift it over to this guy over here, then we're all good. I mean, come on, I helped you, God. I helped you to accomplish what you said that you were going to do. I have a son. You said I'd have a son, now I have a son. But that's not what God's plan was. That's not what his promise was. そこで、アブラハムが神様に自分なりの、自分が考えている方法で、その約束を守ってほしかった。なぜかというと、アブラハム自身の間違いをカバーする、隠すために、それをやってほしかった。いや、神様、いつか息子さんを与えることをずっと約束した。もう25年前。25年前、この約束をして、もうずっと25年。ずっとその約束を守るのを待てたよ。今息子さんはもういるよ。だからその祝福はもう生まれてない知らない子からこっちの子にの上に捧げて注いでたらお願いします。でも神様はイシュマエルを通してじゃなく、まだ生まれてないサラの子供を通してこの世界を祝福する計画があった。でそれはとても大切な、覚えなきゃいけないことだと思います。そこでこの18章1節から15節のことが来て、3人が、あまりこの聖書には、説明してないけど、突然3人が来て、アブラハムが遠くからその3人を見て呼んでて、あ、ぜひぜひうちに来てくださいとおもてなしを出した。その3人は、天使かどうかそれもちょっとわからない。でも、聖書に書いてあることはやっぱりこの3人の存在は神様、主の代表者として神様の御言葉をアブラハムに伝えるための3人の存在だと、それぐらいははっきり分かっています。それで彼らはまたアブラハムにはっきり神様の約束を伝えて、アブラハムがそれを覚えるようにまたもう一回伝えています。神様が彼らを使って彼らを通してまたアブラハムに伝えています。 So then we have this story in chapter 18 verses 1 through 15, and I'm going to be honest with you that this is kind of a weird story, because all of a sudden it talks about these three visitors. This story just kind of comes out of nowhere. You know, like, it's talking about God's promise and, you know, be circumcised and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, oh, and then Abraham saw off in the distance there are these three people. He's like, hey, come over here, you know, and let me show you a good time. I'll take care of you. Why did Abraham decide to do that? Who are these people? Some people say that these were three angels. I don't know. Some people say that the fact that there was three of them represents the idea of the Trinity. Also represents later what's coming, the three wise men who come looking for Jesus. I don't know. I don't know if any of those things are far-fetched or not. But who these people are doesn't really make a big difference. what they do, what their purpose in the story is, what is more important. And they come to remind Abraham again of God's promise, and that God is going to accomplish his promise in his way. That God has his time. Yeah, it may take God 25 years. And that may 25 years may be a long time for us, but 25 years is nothing for God. Abraham didn't realize that God may have been preparing him for those 25 years to become the man that he needed to be in order to receive the promise. So こで、サラも笑ってた。12節に書いてあります。それでサラは心の中に笑ってこう言った。じゃあアブラハムみたいなハハハハハハじゃなくて、多分のような笑いだったかもしれないんだけど、サラも笑ってた。まずアブラハムが笑ってて、それからサラが笑ってた。二人とも神様の方法、神様のやり方を信じてなかった。神様を信じても、神様はどういう約束がある、で神様の方法に信頼しなかった。 So here we have Sarah again, and I'm not going to repeat the laugh that I just did, but I think she laughs in a little bit of a different way, but she also laughs. She laughs at God. Well, she's laughing at the three people, but essentially she's laughing at God. She doesn't believe them either. She thinks God's totally out of his mind. She's like, I'm an old woman, okay? I know myself, I know my body, and I know all women, and I know how we are, and we cannot have a baby at this age. And I know my husband, and I know that he cannot have a baby either. It's just totally impossible. We are old and worn out. There is no way. But she too, even if, I think her story tells us something about our faith too. We may believe in God. We may really strongly believe in God, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we believe in what God wants to do. Or we may not believe in how he wants to do it. And that's our challenge for today. 21章まで行ったら、その約束が神様が思った通りに行います。これは今日話さないんだけど、それが後に来るから、もうちょっと頑張って、忍耐強く待っててください。21章が来たらその約束が、行うことを、読めます。 So in chapter 21 God fulfills his promise, and we're not going to talk about that today, but I just want to let you know that it is coming, that God is going to fulfill his promise, and he's going to fulfill it in the way that he has promised. So you can be looking forward to chapter 21 when we get there, because it will be the fulfillment of a promise that was made 25 years earlier.
はいつも
自分の約束を守る。必ず自分の約束を守る。今日時間がないけど、もしペンがあれば、このそれぞれの聖書の箇所を書いていただければ、後で書いたらこのそれぞれの箇所を自分で調べてみてください。できれば説教は、30分で聞いて、そのまま頭から捨ててじゃなく、この1週間ずっとこのことについて考えたいと思います。でその一つはこの宿題です。この箇所を調べてください。創世記21章、出エジプト記は旧約聖書の2番目の本です。 で14章15章神様はイスラエルにあなたを自由になることを約束しています。申命記4章ネヘミヤ記1章これ全部旧約聖書です。私があまり読まない箇所だけど、イザヤ書7章また53章、7章も53章も私たちを救う、私たちを自由になる、イエスを通してそれをやることを神様がこのイザヤ書に私たちに約束しています。アブラハムに約束したことは、アブラハムが25年待てた。神様がイザヤを通して約束したイエスのことを約600、700年間ずっと待ってたわけです。でも神様はいつもいつも約束は守る。また新約聖書にその約束が行います。ヨハネの福音書11章また第二コリント人への手紙5章So last Sunday in Atsushi's sermon, he made a statement. He said, God always keeps his promises. God always, always, always. God always keeps his promises.And today we don't have time to go through and search all of these scriptures, but if you have a pen or if you can put a note in your iPhone, I would like to ask you to look at this week. Please don't just let this be 30 minutes of information that gets thrown out. But use this week to be reflecting on how God shows his faithfulness, how he keeps his promises. Genesis chapter 21, is God's promise to Abraham fulfilled?Exodus 14 and 15, God says, I'm going to make you free. It's the Old Testament promise that also has a New Testament connection. He makes the promise first to Israel in Exodus 14 and 15, and he keeps that promise, but it's only to reflect a spiritual truth that is going to come later. Deuteronomy chapter 4, same thing. God makes promises to his people. Nehemiah chapter 1.God makes the same promise again to his people. Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 53. God again is promising hope. He's promising a son. He's promising salvation. He's promising freedom. And he's promising it through the person, through his son, through God in flesh, Emmanuel, and through Jesus. Abraham had to wait 25 years for his promise.We had to wait between 600 and 700 years for the promise that God made through Isaiah to all of us. And we see those promises come to pass in John chapter 11 and in 2 Corinthians 5. So if you have a chance this week, please check those out. But here's the second fact. God...This is what I want you to remember today, that not only does God always keep his promises, but God keeps his promises in his way. And that's the most difficult thing for us who like to think or like to feel like we're in control. We have our time. We have our way. We have our people.Through which we want to see God keep his promise. But God keeps his promise in his way because it's his promise and because he's God. And we're just called to sometimes blindly trust that. But here's the point. He shows us over and over and over again that he does it. So my question is, why do we struggle with God? I don't know that we necessarily struggle with God so much as we struggle with ourselves. Because God shows us over and over again that he keeps his promises. And he even shows us over and over again that he keeps his promises in his way. So I don't think the problem is God. The problem is us. 先週の一つの大事なポイントが、神様はいつも神様の約束を守る。でも今週私たちが覚えていきたいのは、神様は神様の方法によってその約束を守る。その事実に邪魔になることは私たちだけです。その問題は私たちだけです。私たちはよく自分をコントロールしたい。壁を作って、でその中に神様を入れたい。でも神様はほとんど毎回違う方法で自分を表した。その燃えてる火はモーセに自分を現れた。それ以外に燃えてる木として自分を表してない。でも私たち人間的には、神様は燃えてる木を通して自分を現れたから、その方法しかないという間違いがあります。だから私たちが思ってる時間、私が思ってる人を通して、私たちが思ってる方法を通して、神様がその約束を守ってる。でもそれは間違えてる。私たちが神様に信頼しなければならないのは、神様が神様の方法によってその約束を守れること。で、私たちがそれに邪魔しないように、たまに私たちが神様の方法をわからない、それでいいんだ、ただ信頼して歩んでいこう。分からなくても神様がその約束を言うなら必ず守る。だからイシュマエルを通してじゃなくて、イサクを通して神様はその約束を守りたかった。だから私たちの人生の中でも、そういう事実を信仰生活に入れたいと思います。これは個人的なもう一つの例え話で、それから今週こういう3つの質問を考えたいと思います。 で終わります。僕が日本に来た時に一回祈って、その祈りの中に神様が私にイメージを与えてくださいました。そのイメージは、日本では神の国が想像よりも増やすことを見せてくれました。どういう方法でそれをやるのは私もわからない。でも神様は絶対にそれを行うことを見せてくれました。日本に来る前に、日本は、選挙活動が大変ですよ、なかなかうまくいかないよということをよく聞いてた。でも僕はそう信じてない。それは嘘です。神様はこの人たちを ものすごく愛しています。でこの人を通して神様の御心を行うことも必ずやると信じています。僕が仙台にいた時に、あ、神様が 私たちの働きを通してこの町を通してその約束を守ると思いました。仙台から離れた時に、前に私が証しをした時に何が一番つらかったのは、その約束を実現しなかったことを気づいた。神様が私を水戸に移動して、なんで仙台でもこの可能性はあるのかと信じているのと思っていて、先週東北にその活動に行ってた時に、ヒロ君とエミコちゃんと僕がまた2人の青年と一緒に食事をして、その2人の日本人の青年が今教会を開拓しています。一人は、高橋信樹君。信樹君が言ったのは、その前の僕の気持ちは分からなかったけど、ジョエル、あなたが蒔いた種が今私たちが水をあげてるよ。今まで僕が思ったことは、やっぱり神様は他の方法で行う、ここに人を通して他の時間でそれを行っている、でもその約束を神様が守っている。で僕が間違えたのは、それは仙台だけと思ってた。でも仙台だけじゃなくて、この国全体に行うことをもう水戸に来てから気づきました。神様はいつも神様の方法によってその約束を守ります。I want to share one more personal story and then I'll leave you with three questions to reflect on for this week. Before I came to Japan, I was praying about coming to Japan, and in the prayer, God gave me an image.And I won't give you all of the explanation of it, but essentially the image and the message from that was that God's inbreaking kingdom was going to grow exponentially in this nation, above and beyond anything that we've ever seen or experienced before. And I can't tell you how he's going to do that. I couldn't explain it. It's just a gut feeling. I know he's going to do that.And before I came here, I heard all of the depressing reports about, you know, Japan is blah, blah, blah. You know, it's difficult. It's this. It's impossible. It's never happened, blah, blah, blah. But God thankfully blessed me. If he hadn't, then I had no reason to come, actually. I shouldn't have come. But he thanked me, or I thank him because he blessed me.With that knowledge that he's going to do that here in this place. And I don't know how, and I don't know through whom, and I don't know when. I just know that he's going to do it. And I know that I believe that from the bottom of my heart. And in the testimony that I gave to you in July, I shared with you the story that I felt so...Probably the most difficult, the most bitter thing about leaving Sendai was that I felt like there were so many unaccomplished dreams and visions in that place. And that was such a bitter thing for me, and it was such a struggle for me in my relationship with God. But the problem was not God. The problem was me. Because I only had a very small ideaof where and through whom and in what way God was going to accomplish that. God is still going to accomplish that. It's just it wasn't going to happen in the way at the time through the people that I thought. And this last week, Hiro and Emiko and I had lunch with two young Japanese guys who are a part of planting a new church in Sendai. And the one guy, Nobuki, who some people here know, he doesn't necessarily know everything about my history with Sendai, but he said to me, and this was very significant to me in my faith, he said, "Joel, the earth that you prepared and the seeds that you planted, God is allowing us to water them and harvest them. And God is accomplishing his promise. He just didn't do it in the time, in the way, through the people that I expected him to." And I also realized that coming through Mito, that it wasn't just for one place. It wasn't just for one city. It's for this entire nation. And I still don't necessarily know all of the ways and all of the times and through all of the people that he's going to do that. I just know what his promise is. And so I want you to be challenged to be thinking about that in your faith and in your relationship with Jesus. ですから、いや、しかし、私たちが不信仰な人になっても、神様は必ず神様の方法によってその約束を行います。So God says, yes, but, even if you don't believe me, yes, but, even if you only have a limited view,I am still going to accomplish my promise. I'm still going to keep my promise. And then we're left with these three questions. ですから、今週この3つの質問を考えてほしいです。神様からのあなたへの約束は何でしょうか？それは個人的な約束でも、それは教会を通しての約束でも、これは民族、日本全国を通しても、これは世界中の皆さんを通しても、神様はどういう約束がありますか？2番目、あなたは神様がその約束を守ることを信じていますか？神様を信じているじゃなくて、神様がその約束を守ること、それも信じていますか？3つ目、神様の方法によりその約束を守ると神様を信頼できますか？それはまた私たちと神様の間の関係でもう一つの深くまでなるため、神様を神様の方法によってそのこと、その神様を信頼できますか？繰り返してもう一回読みます。神様からのあなたへの約束は何でしょうか？あなたは神様がその約束を守ることを信じていますか？神様の方法によりその約束を守ると神様を信頼できますか？So here are the three questions that I would like to challenge you to be reflecting on this week, specifically in your relationship with God. First one, what is God's promise to you? You can mean you personally. You can mean you, the church. You can mean you, this nation. You can mean you, all of the people of this world.And you can think about that same question in all of those different contexts of you. But what's God's promise to you? Secondly, do you believe he will do it? I'm not asking, do you believe in God? I'm asking, do you believe that he will do what he says he will do? I know those are connected, but they are different questions.Do you believe that he will do it? And then thirdly, do you trust him to do it in his way? That's taking us another step deeper to a little bit more uncomfortable spot, but a deeper spot in our relationship with him. Can you trust God to do what He's promised to do in the way that He's going to do it? So let me read those three questions and then I'll be done. What is God's promise to you? Do you believe He will do it? Do you trust Him to do it His way?